What I think you're going to see is perhaps a bolstering of attacks, unfortunately, on the moderate Syrian rebels. Vladimir Putin is going to present himself next week. He's going to be speaking at the UN General Assembly, and he'll be presenting himself as the leader of an anti-ISIS coalition, along with the Iranians and the Syrians, and he's going to try to get the Europeans and us as well to join him. But if you actually look at most of the attacks that the Syrian regime has been launching, they're not against ISIS, they're against the moderate Syrian rebels who we claim, again, in theory, to be supporting.
Well,
I think it's very important. I just want to say it's very important that we not fall for this.
Well, and to your point, we've seen the photos. We know that President Assad has used barrel bombs and chemical weapons not only against moderates, but also against children in Syria.
Yeah.
So if we're working with the Russians and the Russians are working with Assad, then are we supporting a man who kills children in his own country?
I think, unfortunately, that's the outcome of this policy. And most of these migrants from Syria are fleeing Assad. They're telling journalists and they're telling asylum officials in these countries that it's the Assad regime that they're fleeing. And this is all very reminiscent to me of back in 2012, you'll remember, when President Obama announced that his red line, the red line had been violated. And there was talk about perhaps intervening in Syria. And then who came to save the day? President Vladimir Putin with a plan to remove Syrian chemical weapons. And we fell for that and we went along with that. And as we know, because there have been the use of chemical weapons since then, the chemical weapons were not fully removed. And I think this is a part of a broader problem, a broader strategic concept on the part of this administration, which seeks a rapprochement with Iran. And we don't want to do anything that will anger the Iranians. That's why we have this this deal, this nuclear deal. And we don't want to take on Assad, because Assad is allied with Iran.